We are learning Mesechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Dalet, Amud Beis. We are starting seven lines from the top. By the beginning of the line, it says the likpitz. Now, the Milding Mar is handling like this. Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to buy karbanos, behemoths from a goy. Why not the Chash Revia? And we're asking in different places around the Torah that you see that they did buy karbanos from a goy, bought behemoths from a goy. And Shalaz, how? So we ask another kasha from Nachir, and this is from Shmuel, that David HaMelech counted the Yidin, and because of that, there was a Magefa. And after that, David HaMelech wanted to do tshuva, and he wanted to bring karbanos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech to bring a carbon in the Makom HaMikdash. The Makom HaMikdash was not his yet, and he went to Arvana to purchase that property. And it says in the Pasuk like this, Vayayim Arvana, Arvana Yevusi owned the property where the Beit Mikdash would be built, and David went to buy it. David, he said, no problem, bring a carbon there. And I guess he sold it to him eventually. And he said, here, bring a carbon over there, and I'm going to supply you with the behemoths. Here, look, it's bakal oilav, amarigim, clay abakal eitzim. You can use the pieces that the plow for eitzim. And this way, you have a whole carbon over here. And the problem is, how do I take carbon from a guy? If you're Rabbi Yehuda, how can you take carbon from Ravana Ayvusi? He was a ger toshav, kept the shev mitzvah noach, and part of shev mitzvah noach is revia, and therefore he was makbid on revia on his animal. So therefore we're allowed to use it. My marigim, what does it mean marigim? Ama'ula, it's a mita shal torbal. What's a mita shal torbal? My mita shal torbal. Iza de kukasa de daishin, which Rashi explains is this very thick and wide board, a huge board, very thick. And it has these holes on the bottom of it, deep holes. They take this board and they put it down over the tefua, and the behemoths walk over this board, and they press it down. And with that, it squashes the tefua, and that's how you do thresh the tefua. It's a way of threshing. It's a threshing tool called Izah the Kukos of the Daishin, does threshing. Omar Rav Yosef Maikro, we see in the Pasuk idea, because the Pasuk says, Hine samtich lemoirog. See here, I'm going to show that moirog has shaykhis to crushing and doing dosh. Hine samtich lemoirog chorotz chodosh bal papiyos todosh horim v'sadik voyos kamoitz tosim. You're going to crush the mountains like kamoitz, like bran. Akaponim, you see, loshon moirog means this item that crushes things, and they would use that there for the firewood for the carbon. But the Gemara's question was, how can you use a carbon from a guy, a behem from a guy? Teretz is, he was a ger toisha. Meisve, another shtikl nach. This is talking about Meisve, but it says in the pasuk, "V'saparois helu oil Hashem." This is in the parasha of where by the end of Eli HaKoyen's life, there was a big war to Plishtim, and they lost the war. And in the middle of the war, they decided they're going to bring out the Aron to try to save them. They bring the Aron out, that will scare away the Plishtim. Meisve, now I'll take the Aron out. And the Plishtim actually captured the Aron HaKadosh, which was a terrible thing. And they took it with them. They were all excited, they got the Aron HaKadosh. The Meisve was major tzaras for the Plishtim. First of all, they brought it to the Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah got crushed. Then they put it in a different town called Beit Shemesh. And in that town, the people started having terrible sickness called chayrim, which is like hemorrhoids. And the mamish were in terrible shape, and they saw that the aron is not good for them. And what they did was, they put the aron onto agola, tied this agola, this carriage, to some cows, and left. And the cows walked themselves all the way back to where the aron belonged, in Shiloh, whatever it was. They walked all the way back themselves. And it says in the pasuk, when they even got these paros, what did they do with those paros? They brought the paras as a carbon. And the shayla is, how do you bring these paras as a carbon? It came from the goyim. And the Gemara Ra Shah Isa, since it was such a crazy nace that happened with these animals, they walked themselves with no one taking them. And not only that, these cows had these little offspring, little babies, back at home. They did not care about it. Usually a par would never leave their little babies. They left and walked over here. So it was a crazy nace. And therefore they knew it had to bring it as a carbon. These paras were in a keva. So you don't bring in a keva for oil. So it's a raya that it must have been a raya shah. But the Gemara says, no, it's not Shariah. Why? Well, my kusha, don't bomb us yachid. Maybe we're talking about a bomb us yachid. They didn't bring this in Shila. I said they brought it in Shila. It's not true. They didn't bring this carbon in Shila, because Shila, that's where the bomb us yachid was. They brought it in somewhere else. A bomb us yachid. They got actually weren't in Shila at this time. They were not a givine at this time, at this point. And therefore, the heter is a heter of bombas. And they brought the bomb us yachid, like Rashi says. Dilm Bamas Yachar Shari, the Hassan Bamas Yachar Abay, the Bama Gdaila was Benoi Vaisa, Baisa Shah, Kishnuk Kharan, Vakhar of Mishkan Shilai, because Mishkan Shilai was Khar at that time, and Balaam the knife. And therefore they brought on a Bamas Yachar. Grav Ada Bahava, Dom Rav Ada Bahava, Menayim Lo Oila Nekeva Shik Shari Bamas Yachar. How do you know that a Oila Nekeva is Kosh Bamas Yachar? Shinema, Vayigach Shmuel, it says by Shmuel, he also took on a Keva. It says, Vikach Shmuel Telei Cholav Echad, which means Taich, it's a Rachel Umanikas Benosh, she was Rachel and her child that she's manika, by Yalea Oila, Kol Hashem. So you see, she brought an Obama Yachar, he brought a Nekeva. So, Freyti Gemara, it was Dr. Gemara, it's not a Raya, because it says in the Pasuk, Vayaluha Oila. So, Vayaluha Zachar Masha, that's what Zachar. I'm not going to say Vayaluha, no, it is a Raya, because Yalea, I took my Nekeva, Akapanim. So we're saying, that's the answer, that it must be a Rasha. Zotik Mara Vaita, Rabbi Yechon Amar. Now, before we see Rabbi Yechon, we have to go back and what we learned on a different blot. This whole two, three blot of the Gemara, it's handling a stira, really. We had a stira. On one hand, the first Mishnah in the Parak says that Ein Mamidin Behemis for the Goy Shavachavim. You cannot put a Behema into a Pundik of a Goy. Why not? On the other hand, it says that you are. The other hand, it says that you're allowed to buy a carbon. There was a price that says you're allowed to buy a carbon from a guy. So because of that, one or two to one, one's Rabbi Eliezer, one's Rabbanon. And another terrorist the Gemara said before was because they won't do it to their own animal, they'll do it to someone else's animal. That was another terrorist. There was a stira really in these. There's a stira really in those two prices. So the Gemara has different terutzim. Rabbi Yechon has his own terrorist now. That what's the kasha? Well, our Mishnah says they can't put a behemoth upon the Kachosh Raviyah. And a different price says, Tesefta says, you could buy a carbon, a behemoth from a guy. Shaviyach Norma, Gvul Yeshla. Chusam Agas Gimoshonim Nekaras. Bas Gimoshonim Nekaras. It's really the same teretz as the first teretz, like this. That a guy will not be revealed as his own animal. Why? Because it become infertile. You're not going to revey on an animal. But Raviyach limits that answer. The answer is, even on animal, there's times in Yechash Raviyah, when it's after 3 years old. It only becomes Ne'akar when it's less than 3 years old. And that could be a terrorist to Yechash that you had on Rav Osho, maybe it was more than 3 years old in that case. Gvul Yeshla, B'chusav Agash Shemul Shonim, Ne'akaras. Bas Gimul Shonim, Ein Ne'akaras. That if the behemoth is less than 3 years, so then it comes infertile from Raviyah, so then Yechash Raviyah. Older than 3 years, Ein Ne'akaras. We have all these kashas that say you did bring behemoths for kabanos, and shonim lo pchus v'gasim v'shonim. You have to say it was less than 3 years old, because again, Rabbi Yechon is saying the only heter to bring a carbon, and that's the answer to the theory, is because it's ne'akeres, and under three it's ne'akeres, over three it's not. So over three you cannot buy a behemoth over 3 years old from a guy. So you have to say all those places where they use behemoths, it was less than 3 years old. But Toshima Vesaporis Hello Oil Hashem Bibkus Toshima Paris Hello Oil Hashem Bibkusa Mbasha Hashem. You have to answer the case of the Paris that brought back the Aaron. You have to say they were less than 3 years old. For eight Gemara, it can't be less than 3 years old. They have to be more than three. Maskar of Hunabrei, the Rabbi Nosson, I'll show you they're more than three. Why? In Cain it says, Hainu it says about these three Paris, the two Paris that brought it, it says they left their children at home. It says that they left the kids, the babies at home. The Lashon says like this, Vayasu anashim kein v'ichus shtei parois alois, Vayasum v'agola v'es b'neim kolu b'bayis, which means they left the children back in the house. What's the Lashon kolu? Either kolu means a base hakali, Lashon of jail, or it means they didn't take him. So they had offspring. And b'chusum gavaskim oshonim mikol yolda. A cow cannot have offspring less than 3 years old. The Tanya, para v'chamar mebas gimel vaday lekoyim. Mekam ve'elach sofik. There's a halacha legabe b'char that if you're not sure if it gave birth before, so if you bought it when it was less than 3 years old, you bought this par and chamar, and then it has a baby, we know it's the first baby, because it can't have a baby before 3 years old. If it goes to the kohen. After, if you buy a 5-year-old parah from a guy and then it has a baby, it's a suffik bechar, and you don't have to give it to the kohen. You keep it for yourself. You keep it yourself. You have to get some more. You can keep it for yourself because the kohen is a mitzvah bechar araya. But what do you see? Until 3 years old, doesn't have offspring. So it says by the parah there, by the story of the plishtim, that it had offspring. So obviously, it's more than 3 years old. Why not kosher for revia? So it's a kash, why kosher revia? You have to say the first teretz, that's a ra'a shah isa. That's the answer to that kasha, the deer, echanami, would have been also, but a ra'a shah isa. So it comes out, at the end of the sugi, we have a bunch of truths to answer the steer from our mishnah to the brisa that says you can buy a carbon. Either the teretz is that it's not revia own animal, and you're kosher revia for someone else's animal. Or the teretz is one Rabbi Eliezer, one's a Rabbanon. Or that's another teretz. And we have another teretz over here, 3 years old, not 3 years old. Different truths into this kasha. Now, we're going to talk about these paras, these amazing paras that walk the Aron back to the Eden, to the Noiv. So it says in the pasuk, "Vayisharna paras by derech al derech beis shemesh b'mesila achas." So one row, holch uholich v'goyi loisori yimin asmal v'sarni plishtim holch makreim ad gvul beis shemesh. Slowly reached the beis shemesh. Now, it says, what's Vayisharna mean? So, Pashto Vayisharna means they went in a straight line. But we're darshing from Vayisharna, it's a lotion of Shira. Vayisharna, Paris of Derech, Alf Derech, Vayishamesh, my Vayisharna, Omar Rav Yechon, Om Shira Meir, Sha'omru Shira. They said Shira. Rav Zutti, Rav Tovi, Omar Rav, Shiyasharu Panayim, Kenegat Aron, Varma Shira. They said Shira, but they also turned their face towards the Aron. We see that from lotion Vayisharna, and those say Vatisharna, it's talking about the Keva. It's different lotion, so therefore, Vayisharna means they also turn towards the Aron. So what Mashiron, what Shira they say? Aron Vyakam Shira Meya, Oz Yosha Mashiach Nei Yisrael. Rashi says, doesn't mean it was they sang that Shira, but they sang something like this. Oz Yosha Ki Goy Gol Shloyach Yabba Plishtim of a Dogon Elihayim, and the Dogon. But the Mashiach says they did say the Mamash Oz Yosha, because it says in that Apostolic, Shomu Amin Yergozum. Zokter Ritva, this is the gate of this week's parasha. Zokter Ritva, they said it in Lashon HaKadosh. Right there, Ritva, why don't we say this one of the Nisim that were created Erev Shabbos? What was one of the Nisim created Erev Shabbos? The Pia Asoin, the donkey talked. I think this is a bigger nice. The Parish sang Shira, sang Oz Yashir. They made up their own Shira. Why is that one of the Nisim in the Mishnah Novice? Zokter Ritva, I read the Lashon Ritva. Pirish, he says, Veloshon HaKadosh Mamash. He says, it's included in the Piyasin. So when you learn Pirkei Avos and you say Piyasin, you have to have in mind, it means also the Paris over here. It's also part of the Nes. As I state in the Ritva, okay. Rabbi Yochanan, did they Amar? You know what they sang? Vamart v'emu hoid l'Hashem kiru shmoy. I did v'amu l'Eis, so I think that's under the Apostles, you read it inside. They said, yeah. That was what they sang. They said it from the mizmar that doesn't have a name. Who said it? Doesn't say Ladovim mizmar. Doesn't say what Yasma means. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. But this mizmar says mizmar shir l'Hashem shir chadosh kineflos also shir l'amin Israel kachay. Tosfos says I don't like Rashi's pshat that this is called mizmar Yasma. There's a lot of mizmarim without saying who it is. Mizmar soida doesn't say either who said it. He says Mizmah Yasma here. It doesn't say what it's about. Rav Eliezer Omer, they said this Shira, this pasuk. Hashem Moloch Yirguzu Amim. The Amim got scared and angry because they had this terrible hemorrhoids. Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh. Rabbi Yitzchak Afkamar Roini. He said this Shira, this own Shira. It's like this. Roini Roini Hashita. Sing sing Atze Shitim, which is the Orin Hashita. Hisnoifi Biroi Vadarach. The Mustafi means lift yourself up, with all your splendor. Lift yourself up. One who is beautified with rik mezov, is covered by zov. That's the shittim. It's covered in the bayis v'chutz. Has gold. Hamulala b'dvir armoin. That's beautified with the dvir armoin, which means the sefer Torah of the armoin of the palace. Mufara b'adi adoyim, and it's. Has these crowns of the Torah. That's what they were saying about this Aron, how it's so special, it has the Torah in it. Rav Ashti, Masti Lol Hod Yitzchak, this Shira that Yitzchak said, Raini Raini, he said it on this pasuk, Aha, Vahibin Tzai Aron V'yem Vahishah, Kuma Hashem, and what do Yisrael answer? Kuma Hashem Futsavach, what do Yisrael say? Yisrael Mayamar, Aron Yitzchak, Raini Raini Hashita says this, Raini Raini Hashita. Omar Rav, Kaman Korib Asayel Safra Devir, the parsoy kul a sefer Torah dvir. Where did I get it from? A hachom. This pasuk v'shem dvir lefnim kiryas sefer. So you see, kiryas sefer was the name of a city called dvir. So you see, sefer shaykes dvir. Once you mention that, we say one more thing about parsoy. Rav Ashi Yoma kaman kori parsoy lenida dashtana. Where does this come from? The kul lenida a dashtana mahaka. It says by Rachel tells Lavan, I can't get up ki derech noshim li. So the dishtana, dalet of the dishtana is derech, and the shin is noshim. Ki derech noshim li, that's why they call a nida a dishtana. And Yad Shem will continue on Tapachafei in the next year.